I'm gonna put on my voice memos. I'm not sure how much it's gonna help. Kind of sounds like shit, but that's the best we're gonna get. Don't mind my phone sitting right here for my visual people. Hi everyone. We are currently sitting in a parking lot for today's episode. Tracy, the trailer, has been sold. She's actually still sitting at my house, but we're selling her tomorrow, so there's like nothing in it anymore. And yeah, basically, you're probably like, I always say that. I always assume you guys are like thinking things, and you're probably not. But I'm sitting in a parking lot right now. It's dark out. It's currently 7 p.m. Let me fucking tell y'all about what the fuck I've been doing and what the fuck has been going on, because oh, do I have some story times. Let me bring you back to earlier this week. It's Monday, right? And you guys know, last episode, I think I talked about, if I'm not wrong. Have I uploaded an episode since I was back home yet? Oh, this is actually fucking hilarious. So, my last episode I do, right? I upload it, and I'm like, my life-changing weekend. And I'm talking to you guys about how I went down to Florida, and I was by myself. And I was doing really well. Like, I was pretty good mentally, because that's like my biggest fucking concern right now, unfortunately. I was handling myself good. I literally was just like, you know what? I'm going to pack up, and I'm going to run away, and I'm going to go to the beach. I did. I met Lexi, super sweet girl. Went out, met some guys, just a glimpse of normal life again I had. And so then I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to move for so long. I've considered down here for so long. I need to do it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to find a real estate agent. I'm going to try and find a condo. I was trying to find a place to literally go down there and live there for just like a month to try it out. I don't know if I've already told you guys all of this. So I'm back home at my parents. I'm looking. I cannot find fucking anything. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck? My mom's like, maybe just give it some time and like it'll come through. And you guys know me, like I'm fucking actually a little bit fucking psycho, I think, like literally bipolar, not even kidding. And I'm freaking the fuck out and I'm like, mom, I can't stay here for like that much longer. Like I genuinely lose my mind where my parents live because we're just in the middle of the woods. And then also there's something just about growing up, becoming an adult, when you live with your parents is just hard because you don't, I feel like with doing this, I've had to grow up really fucking fast. And that sounds stupid because you would think the opposite of someone who's like a quote unquote influencer. I just don't view myself like that. I feel like when I think of influencer, I think of someone who enjoys influencing. I don't really know if I influence. I kind of just like live my own life and then also document it. But when I think of influencer, I just think of like showing products. And you know, you think of the girl who's into like fashion and goes to like the influencer events and stuff. I've never done any of that, and people want to fucking call me pick me and shit when I make comments like that. There's nothing fucking wrong with that. I just genuinely have never like experienced nor enjoyed that stuff. Like, remember I went to that Tarte event in Nashville I told you guys about, and I hid in the bathroom because I was having like anxiety, and I never have social anxiety like that, but I genuinely there. It's not my place. I just don't feel comfortable doing things like that, which like maybe I'll grow into it. Maybe that'll change. But from the 4 years I've done social media, I've always kind of just felt that way. I just feel like I don't like the social media opportunities. I like just bringing you guys along and then doing life normally. So, with that being said, where was I even going with that? Okay, the point I was trying to make there was me growing up fast, and I think I've had to do that because graduated, moved somewhere where I didn't really know anyone, so I had to go and like meet people and make friends, and then all my friends were kind of in college and I would go and visit them, but then also I knew I wasn't in college, so I would go do everything. Like, I just feel like I had to grow up kind of fast. I went through like a party stage, and I'm kind of like becoming over that. And not many people that I know where I come from are in that stage of their life yet. Like, they're all still in college, and I kind of just got like shoved into the real world, which was like my choice and my decision, and I'm not trying to complain, but just long story short, I feel like I had to kind of grow up fast. Where was I going with that? Why was I even talking about growing up fast? What I was saying there, living with my fucking parents, stuff like that, you know, you get to a certain age where I respect my parents. I'm sure that they know way more than me, and they do. They've been on this earth way longer than I have, and they've gone through a lot more than I have. But it's like a part of growing up is making your own decisions and thinking what you want to think a little bit and having your own opinions and your own outlooks and stuff. And you realize your parents might not always be right. They're just people. And I'm not saying that I'm right, but just trying to grow into adulthood and becoming an adult while under the same roof as the two adults that raised you is hard. I kind of want to go like figure shit out for myself. And so I was just like, Mom, I love you guys, but I don't want a bad relationship with y'all because I fucking lived here for too long. Like genuinely, we like get in fights sometimes and I'm like, oh my God, this is bad. Like I'm going to ruin the family fucking relationship. Like if I keep living here. And it's because, guys, I don't have fucking friends. And I know I say that all the time and I sound like a dramatic bitch and like whatever, but no, I don't have friends. Like I really don't fucking have friends like that. I have people I know that I would say are like acquaintances, but they live in different places, whatever. And I'm just constantly around my family because I am someone who likes to be around people. I don't like being alone a lot. Like I think being alone is good, but too much alone time can kind of fuck with you. And that's why I'm so grateful to even have my family, because just hearing them downstairs talking makes me feel so much more comfortable, like deadass. Like I need that. Long story short, I was on this high when I was down in Jupiter and I came home and I was kind of still on the high because I was like, okay, wait, life's looking like colorful again. Like I think it's gonna be okay. And so these places just aren't popping up. We can't find anywhere. So I get in touch with a realtor. He's kind of trying to pick some places, show me some things, but there's not really a lot available where I'm trying to move. And I'm like, okay, like I'm just gonna leave it and we'll see. So then two places popped up and I was like, okay, next week I can be down there to go look at them with you if you want. And he's like, okay, cool. So my grandfather was also going down to where I want to move because he visits there every so often to visit a friend that he has down there. And he was like, oh, so like Sadie can stay with us if she wants to when she comes down. This is what my mother told me. Just keep all this in context. So I was like, all right, well, when he's down there, I'm going to drive down and meet up with the realtor and then stay with him for a little bit. And then I'll go hang with like Lexi on the weekend again or something to just get me out of the house, get me doing something. Let's keep in mind, guys, this is about a 9-hour drive. So it's a far fucking drive to go do this stuff where I want to move. Pretty fucking far. And I could get a flight, but then I don't have a car and I'm not old enough to rent a car. So just whatever. And oh, this girl's really cute. She just got some Chinese food. Sorry, I'm sitting in a parking lot. So I'm like people watching. Honestly, I should do this every time I record a podcast. It's so much less lonely. I feel like there's like people all around me. Monday of this past week, I went and I filmed a YouTube video with my little cousin. It's actually really fucking cute and like wholesome. My cousin has kids and I was like making a joke of how I want kids. And I was like, maybe I just want one for a day. So I went and I picked up her 3-year-old and like drove around with him. And it was actually really cute and funny. I'm gonna post it. Went and did that, drove home. It was already dark out. And on my way home, I was just crying. And I was like, why do I not like making videos anymore? And I loved going and doing that with him because I got to hang out with him. But the aspect of like the camera and like making a YouTube video, I was like, when's the last time, Sadie, that you made a YouTube video and you enjoyed it? And I really, really thought about it and I couldn't even think of it. Like I genuinely couldn't. And I'm like, why? Like, why does it feel that way? And I think it's due to the fact that I do a lot of it alone and it feels lonely and weird and almost like stupid. Like I just feel stupid sometimes. And it's not that I feel stupid and I'm worried about like people judging me for it, because I could honestly give a fuck. I've put way too much on the internet to even like think about that at this point. But I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like I'm not even enjoying this. And then are the people even enjoying it? And then also with that, like if I'm not enjoying it, you know, you want to do things in life that do make you happy, and not every job is going to make you happy, but it's a job where like also my personal life's involved. So if it's not making me that happy, maybe I need to like reevaluate a little bit. And so I was just kind of on like a mental weird wave. So I go home and my friend Katie, who's been on the podcast, Katie Ritchie, blonde, super cute, adorable girl, does TikTok, very honestly like me. Like she lives a very normal, chill life, hangs with her boyfriend, hangs with her friends she grew up around, and just, like, makes little TikToks. Like, that's it. Like, she's just very like me. And so, she was in Destin, which is, like, an hour and a half from my house in Florida, because they were down there just, at, like, vacationing or whatever. And she was like, please come over one of the nights I'm here. Like, I want to see you. And I was like, okay, like, that would honestly be really good for me because I just relate to her so much and it would be good. So I drive over and I meet with Katie and Cody and we're just hanging out. We were just talking about social media and we were both just talking about how lonely we were and how almost like depressed we were. Like, I was like, oh, I'm so depressed, like so lonely. And she was like, that's exactly how I feel. Like, and she's like, and I hate my phone. Like, I hate it. Like, I hate that I'm like on my phone so much, like constantly like looking at things or checking things. And I'm like, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but we were just basically like relating so much on the same thing. And I started thinking about it and I was like, this is how everyone that does social media feels, because everyone I've talked to feels that way. Even guys I know that do it and have grown like a audience that is very caring. Like, you guys are the most, I don't know why I got picked for this. Like, and I'm, when I meet you guys and you just like cry to me or you just say like, oh my God, like I genuinely like listen to every episode or I watch every video you post. I'm like, why me? Why did I get picked for this? Because how the fuck am I doing that? And people who I think have that on the internet, like other people, like Katie has such a following that's like ride or die for her and they genuinely care about how she's doing, how she's feeling. They want to know. Same with like another guy that I know that does social media. He is the same fucking thing. A lot of people that just have that, like people genuinely care about them, what they're doing and their personal life basically feels that way. And I'm like, why? What the fuck? Like, look at Emma Chamberlain, for example. She's sad. She'll flat out say, like, she's sad as fuck. And it's like, why? And for some people, it takes time doing it to realize life's not about money. It's not about fame. It's not about any of that shit. Personally, I think love, like, love, being kind, being a good human being, that's the best thing you can do in life, is just be a good person and be kind to people and love people. Growing up, friendships fall off, people go separate ways, whatever. And so growing up online, it was super dope. And I don't have any regrets because I wouldn't change anything. And I can sit here and be like, well, what if, but I could have a 9-to-5 job right now and be like, oh, what if I just did social media? But growing up with you guys, it was like, I didn't make videos. I wasn't necessarily going out of my way to make videos. I was just living my normal ass life and also making videos. Like, that's what it was, is I was just doing my own fucking thing. And then also would bring a camera. My mom would be like, I'm going to Kroger. And I'd be like, oh my God, can I fucking film it? And I'd be like, Cooper, do you want to go? And then me and Cooper would go into Kroger because I was 15 years old and I was a child, and we'd fuck around and fucking throw boxes off of the thing to piss off my mom. And then I'm 16 years old and I'm in high school and I'm having conversations with my mom about things that I wouldn't necessarily talk to her about. And it's on camera and she's like, Sadie, don't say that, blah, blah, blah. I was just living my childhood and also making videos because I thought it was fun. Then, you know, you start growing up. I would go visit my friend at college all the time. I knew I didn't want to go to college because honestly, I didn't want to fucking pay for it. And then also I just was kind of like, if I'm going to do this, I don't need to like get a degree. Still don't really regret that. I've never wanted to go to college. I just never wanted to, but I would go over there and I would hang out with my best friend and we would talk about what guys we were going to see that night and all of that shit. Just normal 18, 19 year old shit, 20 year old shit, 21 year old shit. Fuck. Indeed, before, like, in your 20s, that's what you're doing. Then obviously that friendship ended and I clinged on to a dude who's in this industry, and like I said, everyone in it feels this way. Everyone in it feels this way, or they're constantly trying to just get bigger and wait for their next big break, and then it happens, and they're like, okay, made you some money, made you famous, you got on a billboard, congrats, but then you're going home and you're in your room all by yourself. It's kind of fucked. You guys watching, I mean, I talk about way too much, but you wouldn't realize or know that I'd be like miserable. Ugh. It's felt that way for so long because I feel like I have no life. And then I'm constantly like scared of doing things alone because this sounds like so crazy, but I've read emails I get from like random people that are scary and see comments that freak me out about just like literally my safety in the world. And I know I'm not on some level of fucking like Selena Gomez where that's like an actual thing. Like she's literally a celebrity. God, I never could do that. Like literally I'm like, thank you, Lord, that I just am this small little fucking YouTuber. Like thank fuck. But I do. Like I get scared to just be out in the world on my own, but I don't necessarily have friends to go, like, live with and shit. Me and Katie were just getting so deep, and we were just like, what do we do? Like, what do we do now? Like, what the fuck do we do now? Like, it's weird, but, and I don't want you guys to get the wrong message. Like, I do love meeting you guys. Like, when I meet you guys, it, like, reminds me. Like, I go call my mom the second I meet one of you, pretty much every time. Because I'm like, oh my god, like, this is crazier. Like, I see a DM from someone, and I read it, and it's a long paragraph about you feeling the same way or something relating to me. And I do sit there, and I'm like, oh my god, like, I forget that this actually does that to some people. But being alone all the time definitely makes it really challenging. And I think I build resentment towards my phone or the camera or anything because I'm just like, fuck, like, I just want people in my life because I feel like I don't have a life anymore. Like, I feel like I don't want my life to only be YouTube videos and my podcast and TikToks and fucking influencer events. Like, I don't want that to be all my life is. That's just, I've always been that way. Like, I've always thought that way. It's just that when all of a sudden I didn't have a lot going on and, like, I don't know, I spent last year running from my own life because I was like, fuck, I don't like it anymore. And it's just it's a weird job. And you guys know I'm so grateful. Like, I genuinely talk about it because if people want to say, like, this fucking dumb bitch has no idea what the real world's like or anything like that, fuck, I break down to my friends who work 9-to-5s about this, and they are like, they're like, we get you. Like, you don't have to feel bad. Like, it is mentally very challenging. It's mentally very fucking challenging. And, like, I don't go to therapy, but people have said to me, like, you probably should, like, go to therapy and, like, try it out and see what they say. And it's a lot of people in this industry, like, everyone's like, oh, like, who's your therapist? Because they're like, you fucking need one if you're gonna be doing this shit. And it's just weird. It's so weird because I never looked at people before I did this or, like, got to where I am and understood why, like, they could be upset. Like, I always was like, how is Emma so sad? Like, why are her videos changing? If I was her, I'd be over the moon. Like, she has the coolest job in the world. She's definitely making good money. She can do whatever she wants. Why is she sad? And it's like, then it happened and I was like, I get it now. And honestly, like, Katie said the same thing to me. She was like, I never thought of it like that before I did it. I was just, like, down fucking bad, having these thoughts in my car. Anyways, it's a 9-hour drive, so I'm driving. This is all going on in my head. I'm breaking down. And then I'm also like, okay, you know what, Sadie? Let's just try and focus only on business today. And so I'm like, all right, I want to do sun-kissed bikinis we have coming and the sun-kissed tanning oil. Once again, I think I've told you guys before, I don't really have like a manager or a backbone or something like that. I've kind of like had different ones over the years. And sun-kissed, I like did it myself. Like I just did it all alone. And it scares me because I'm like, oh my God, it's like an actual business and people are actually buying this, but like I'm the only one really like doing it and looking at it. And what if this is like my opportunity to make a really big brand, but I'm missing out on it because I don't know what I'm doing. And then I was like, all right, I'm just going to think about like something else. And I was like, what about like my money? Maybe I could get into real estate and like focus on that because I would like that more. And then I started stressing about money because I was like, oh my God, like if I slow down on social media, what if I like don't make enough money to fucking support myself? Just like driving myself through a fucking wall, basically. I was going insane. I call my grandpa and I'm like, hey grandpa, like I'm on my way. And he's like, okay, yeah, see you in the morning. Well, my grandpa stays with a friend down there, and I was like, wait, I thought I was staying with him, and I'm not like super duper close with him. So I hung up and I called my mom and I was like, wait, aren't I supposed to, like, does grandpa know I'm staying with him? And she's like, did you tell him that? And I was like, no, I thought you said that. Like, I'm really confused because I'm only 2 hours away. And does his friend not know I'm staying there? And then I didn't want to ask because that's awkward. So then I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna get a hotel. Well, to get a hotel, you have to be 21, and some of them don't give a fuck. But then the hotel I was going to get was like $1,000 for 2 nights. And I was like, I'm not about to fucking spend that. Like, this is just bullshit. I'll sleep in my fucking car at that point. I don't care. And I get down there and I just go and I see my grandpa and I'm staying in this house. And I'm like, just mentally breaking down. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? And so I go, I meet with this realtor. I'm looking at these places and I'm just like, I know this is just life and this is just like how life works, but I'm just looking at these places and I'm like imagining myself moving and being in these places by myself. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna be so sad. And I shouldn't go into it with that mindset, but I'm just like, I know the first fucking night I get here, I'm gonna be in that bed, like bawling my eyes out and be like, what the fuck? I feel so alone. And I know it's like, I need to just get out in the world and meet people, but I'm not lying when I say I genuinely do live in fear and I'm trying to work on it, but I do get scared out and about by myself. I get really fucking nervous. Like, it terrifies me and I know I can't live like that. And it's not even social anxiety. I'll talk to fucking anyone. That's the fucking issue with me, is I'll talk to anyone and I don't trust people because I know we live in a fucked up world now, but I do. I walk around and I'm like, it takes one fucking psycho who follows me on the internet and like, it's just scary. It's really fucking scary. No, literally though, my dad used to tell me that. He'd be like, honestly, Sadie, like maybe you should get like someone who you can pay to go on like trips with you and stuff to just like watch you from a distance or something. And I'm like, low-key, that's like kind of fucking funny and smart and like would just be funny. But I know I just become friends with them. Maybe I should fucking do that, honestly. Low-key, maybe I should fucking do that. I should do that and have it be like a hot guy and then I can just make him fall in love with me. Just figured out my life. We're good now. But anyways, so I get down there. I already feel uncomfortable in this house, not because the house, it was a beautiful house, beautiful people, very nice. They were very welcoming. I just was like, oh no, like I feel so rude. Did they not know that I was like staying here? And did they not offer that? Like, did my grandpa ask them? Just felt weird. So I was like, I'm gonna leave tomorrow because I just feel so bad, even though that's literally just me fucking overthinking and being dramatic. So then I go and I see these fucking condos, whatever, and I get in my car and I drive all the way back to see Katie before she left the next day because I knew I was driving back anyways. But literally, y'all, that was 20 fucking hours in a car in the span of like 2 days. My dad informed me today, he was like, you know, you could have drove to Maine. And I was like, what? Maine? I live in Florida. I could have drove to Maine with how far I drove. And I was like, that's fucking insane. Then I went and saw Katie. We were hanging out again. Cody was like, we should like go out and just get out of the house. So we went to literally a bar I got roofied at. And I went there like so much. Not last summer really, but the summer before. I was there all the time with the guys that I know over in Destin. And I was like, by the way, it's going to be like a shit show when we go here. And she was like, why? And I was like, just because it's like kids our age, like people are going to be asking for pictures and stuff. Like that's probably going to happen here. And she's like, really? Like, I don't think so. I kid you not. Since we walked in the door to an hour and a half later, we were leaving. We were like taking pictures and meeting you guys. And I love that too. Like, I really do. Like, I love meeting you guys. It's awesome. Like, I never want people to not fucking say hi to me. Like, it's honestly so much more awkward if I feel like someone knows me and they're never saying hi to me. But I remember so many nights when I used to go out when I was first, like, younger, obviously. I've gotten kind of used to, like, it now because it is a weird thing. But I used to go home and cry every time I would go out. And I'd be like, oh my God, how am I ever going to make any new friends? Or like, how am I ever going to know if a guy actually likes me? Because he's only talking to me because A, he's seeing people come up to me, or he knows who I am from the internet. Like, how am I going to make any real life connections and like genuine connections anymore? And I would literally break down about it when I would go out. That's why like I always kept my circle small. Like I just had my friends and I was cool with it. And then shit happens, so be careful if that ever happens. You might be in my shoes. But just me and Katie were talking about it after. We were like, it's just like so crazy. Like it's so weird because we are so normal. And like everyone is, like every influencer you're looking at, they're just a normal human being, guys. Like even celebrities, they're just normal fucking human beings. Like that's why sometimes I'm like, damn, I actually feel bad for like Justin Bieber. And like, I don't judge any of those fuckers for going crazy or having mental battles or shit like that, because it is a mental thing, and it's 24/7, like, you're not turning the shit off once you start, and especially, like, it's just, I'm so lucky, because I don't feel a ton of pressure from you guys at all, like, I really don't. I put pressure on myself, but you guys have just always been so good to me, such a good fan base, like, so wholesome and nice, and I'm so grateful, but, like, I do get it for people who are really huge and famous, and even people who, fuck, you don't even have to be. The internet's just 24/7. People can open their fucking mouths 24/7 on the internet and type behind a keyboard and say things.
Wait, okay, I'm sitting in Starbucks editing this, and I don't know why they're playing Disney music, but I just thought of this. It's almost like, imagine at school, you had no friends. I even struggled with this. Having an older brother, I would have a lot of girls that only wanted to be my friend because my older brother was, like, cute. And it was kind of like, I couldn't get away from people knowing he was my older brother at school because everyone knew. That sounds stupid, but, like, do you get what I'm saying? Imagine your dad being the football coach and guys want to date you because of it, or, like, girls think it's so sick. And you're at school, and that's your group, the crowd you're always around. You never know who actually wants to be friends with you. That's kind of how I feel at, like, local bars or just, like, places where I'm around a lot of people that might know who I am. It's like they already know me. Does that make sense? I'm trying to put it in terms of where I don't sound like an out-of-touch bitch, but I really feel like I don't.
I think the thing that's weird for me is that it's not only something I can't turn off. I've had to, like, kind of force my brain to do that at times and be like, hey, stop fucking thinking about like the business or the work and like just try and enjoy what's going on right now. But then it's also like my personal life is my work. So the fuck do I do about that? Like, I'm like, what? Me struggling in my personal life recently, I'm like, damn, I'm falling the fuck off. Like, I'm like low-key, like, done with this shit. And it's because no one wants to go online and watch a bitch cry all the time. That's just me. Like, I'm just depressed right now, and I can't really do much about it. I'm fucking trying. I really fucking am. But it's just so weird. It's so weird. And I got home today, and I was talking to my mom, and I was just crying to her. And she was like, what's wrong? And I was like, Mom, I feel so alone. Like, I was like, I literally feel so lonely, and I don't know what the fuck to do anymore. And I was like, thank fuck I just like met up with Katie, because that made me feel 10 times better. And this is actually what's why I'm an indecisive bitch. I was like, you know, I think I'm gonna get a condo down there in South Florida, or like a house or whatever, and I'm super excited about it for like a month. And I was like, but I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm actually not excited, I'm actually just scared. Like, I was like, I just am terrified. And I was like, and I am one, just scared safety-wise, and I'm two, just scared of, like, what my brain is gonna do when I'm down there, like, how I'm gonna feel, and, like, the thoughts I'm gonna have. Like, I don't want to have that. Like, it freaks me out, and, like, me being alone and shit, which is, like, so fucked up, but, and she was like, well, Sadie, like, you need to really think about a time when, like, you were happier, just, like, what makes you happy and stuff. And I was like, just people. Like, I just want people around. Like, I want people to go do stuff with. Like, I just am sick of doing everything alone, and I don't want to do it anymore. Like, if I have to fucking stop being online for the sake of just finding friends, which I don't know how not being online, like, at this point would really help me, I might go get a fucking job, like, bartending, or get my real estate license and try and, like, sell houses. Like, I'm like, I just, if I need to go do something to where I can be around people more, like, I will. That's the point I'm at. Like, I just want to have, like, I don't have a life anymore that I then document. I feel like I'm just documenting. Does that make sense? Like, I don't bring my camera along with me anymore. I'm just, like, living to then pick up my camera and, like, think of something to film. And I will say, I'm pretty good at being on my own. Like, I'm on my own a lot. But just because you're on your own a lot doesn't mean that you don't have to be like, yeah, I don't love it all the time. I don't. And so my mom was like, well, let's think about this. And she was like, Sadie, do you think that maybe a little part of you is so scared about the moving situation because you're going to be really far from home and people that you know and you're very comfortable around? And I did think about it, and I was like, I talked to my friend McKinley about it too. Honestly, like, bless everyone in my personal life right now because I don't know how they're dealing with me. But I was like, okay, honestly, yes. I was like, that low-key is a very good point, mother. Thank you. Because I'm still fucking young. Like, I'm still young, and, like, I don't even care if I'm being a pussy about this shit. Fuck, my brother, I think I told the story of my brother called me not too long ago and was, like, talking about some weird guy at Walmart and how he was scared. This is my fucking 23-year-old brother, like, who has a fucking beard and balls. I can fucking say I'm scared. Like, anyone in my position, I think, would be a little bit scared. If you're not, you're a fucking badass, and I envy you. I was like, okay, wait, you actually, like, have a very good point. Like, honestly, yeah, it probably is, like, has to do with the fact that I'm gonna be, like, really fucking far from home. That's why I get so anxious, guys, when I would be in California, because I knew I had to get on a plane to get back to anyone I knew. And that sounds so fucking stupid, but, like, I just have to have some sort of comfort, like, somewhere near me. That's why I think so many people stay in their hometowns, and I don't judge them for it, because it's comfortable. And yeah, it's good to be uncomfortable at times, and that's when, like, you really grow. But at the same time, I like my comfort. Like, I'm like, damn, I actually really love being comfortable. Like, I love relaxing. I feel like I'm in survival mode when I'm out on my fucking own. I need to be in creative mode to, like, be creative with my own life and enjoy it. I love creative mode, and I want to stay there. Oh my god, I feel like I can pull so many clips from this because of, like, the memes I'm gonna get from this episode. And she was like, and Sadie, like, listen to yourself. You're talking about how you really want, like, to be around people more. Like, that clearly does make you happy. And I'm like, TBH, like, I would rather be in Alaska surrounded by, like, people I fuck with heavy and, like, enjoy being around than be in Florida and be around no one. Sounds stupid, but it's fucking true. And so she was like, what if you thought about Nashville? I've despised Nashville for a little while now. I have not liked the thought of Nashville even visiting at all recently. Like, I've low-key shit on the place. Like, I'm like, yeah, place is gonna be the new fucking LA, fuck that shit, whatever. And she was like, think about it, you'll be 3 hours from Atlanta, you'll be 5 hours from here, you can get in your car and drive to McKinley's if you need to. And she's like, and you don't even have to move there, but do you think that maybe you'd feel a little bit more comfortable just around more people that you know? And I was like, why the fuck does she have a good point right now? Low-key, she's spitting fire. Because, guys, where I want to move is literally a senior fucking community. And I'm like, I like that because I can go to Publix and, like, no one's gonna know who I am ever. And, like, I don't have to be, like, that anxious. But then I'm also like, yeah, no wonder I'm gonna be fucking lonely as fuck doing that. Anyone would. And not to say that I can't make friends in Florida. I 1,000,000% eventually can. I think it's just, like, so terrifying at first. So now I'm like, the fuck? Before I know it, it's really gonna be warm out again, and I'm probably gonna be fucking fine and look back at all these videos and be like, what the fuck was wrong with me during last winter? Escapism season? Yeah, clearly never had that. The fuck? I was trying to manifest for that so hard. I was like, I'm fucking lonely. I'm by myself. Like, I'm about to be hot as fuck and pop off. And like, this winter is mine. No, it was not. The winter was anything but mine. It was so far from being mine. I actually, like, winter won me last winter so hard. It won, and it probably will forever. It's so weird to me. People that do influencing or do social media, and that, like, because you never know what a person's gonna be like. Anyone I meet in person that does it and is normal feels like this, is like lonely as fuck. But then you meet people who like love going to the events and shit and love all of that, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Like, why'd we get the short end of the stick? Like, this sucks. I don't know. It's just so weird. And I guess like the whole point of this episode was therapy for me. So thanks once again. But also, I just want to show you guys, like, this isn't all it's fucking cracked out to be. And it's not all rainbows and butterflies. And no one's life is. No one's life is. I'm not saying that yours is, or that like yours is better, or like, oh, this actually sucks. I was put here for a reason. I have this platform for a reason. I'm very grateful for all of you guys. I think it's done so much for me. It has the past 4 years. Like, it's, I have no regrets. I wouldn't change anything other than the fact that I have no friends. But like, I wouldn't change anything. It's just that, you know, I used to look at all these people and I would get upset and I'd be like, that's all I want to do. That's all I want to be. Like, if I could just be a YouTuber, if I could just be, make videos and make a living through that, I wouldn't want anything else. I'd be so happy. And it's like, until you get it, you realize, oh, wait. Anything materialistic in life won't make you happy. To an extent, it won't. It won't. Money, fame, acceptance. Mm-mm. It won't. It really, really won't. You wonder why so many fucking famous people are sad. It's because they're like, I can do anything at my fingertips. Like, I feel fucking invincible. But like, they're no longer just living a normal life. Like, a normal life is fucking dope. But yeah, so for anyone that met me at the bar in the last week or so, whenever this gets posted, I literally looked like I had a fucking mullet because we did not get ready at all. We just threw on fucking jean shorts and crop tops and went. I literally had the greasiest hair. I had been crying throughout the day, so my eyes were puffy as fuck. Looked like shit. So if you met me, I apologize. Oh my god, I also blacked out so hard and puked off of Cody's front porch. I felt so bad. But yeah, just know that I've talked to 4 different people today that do social media that I talk to almost on like a like regular basis, and they all feel this way. They all are like, yep, I get it. I know. I feel you. And I'm like, damn, like that's just so weird because you wouldn't expect that at all. But I'm lucky that I realize it. Because some people don't. Some people are constantly just chasing for more in this industry. And those are the people I actually feel bad for because they're like really broken. And it's like hard to see and sad. But it's really not that deep. I'm gonna figure it out. I really will. And I know it's gonna be fine and it's gonna be okay. I've just had one of those weeks that's just, it's been hard and it's felt a lot lonelier than others. I'm just trying to figure out my shit, you know? I'm just a 20-year-old changing, growing up, figuring stuff out. Thought I was gonna be a singer for a little bit. Definitely not doing that. Could never do that. I couldn't handle that shit. Just know if you feel this way, it's okay. And you're not alone. Because I know I might not sound the most relatable when I talk about like my job and like the position it's put me in and stuff, but I do think a lot of people feel this way just in life. Fuck. I mean, my cousin fucking lives in the town I live in. And she says to me all the time, my other cousin, not one with kids. She's like, I don't know how the fuck to meet people. I don't know how the fuck to meet guys. She's like, I don't want to meet a guy on a dating app, but like, how the fuck else do I do it? And I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck? Fuck. Social media sucks. Actually fucking sucks. I'll say it. It sucks dick. It's just not, ugh. Like, touch some fucking grass as I'm sitting here literally in front of a camera. But honestly, too, that's why I like just, like, my setup. I just throw you guys up in my car and I turn on my fucking phone. Like, people always ask me that. Like, how do you get in to this stuff if you want to? And I'm like, just start on your phone and just enjoy it. Like, that's what I would say to people. Just literally do it because you enjoy it and just have fun with it and don't take it too seriously, because that's all it was for me. And that's kind of what I've kept it as, is I haven't taken it too seriously or myself ever. And it's what has definitely made me been able to do it for this long, because it's just so, anyone can do what I do. Honestly, anyone can do what I do. And I don't want that to ever change. Like, I don't want to become different than you guys. Like, I just want to be normal and stay normal. And I'm grateful that I have. Oh my God, I was friends with someone for a long time who's in this industry, who literally wants to be so fucking famous. I don't know if they want to anymore. But I remember I always was like so freaked out by it, like being friends with them, because they were like, no, I want to be so famous, and like blah, 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 and like constantly looking at numbers, constantly trying to figure out how to grow. Like, if a video did bad or like whatever, like they were freaking the fuck out. And I was just like, oh my, like, you need to go like to war or something. Like, this is like really not okay. And I'm just like, why? Like, you're literally gonna get there and be like, wait, like what? It's fucking weird. And I think that's why too, I say things. I could literally be put in front of someone so famous and like, I just don't give a fuck. And it's because I like know that's like not, like it doesn't, it's not what matters at all. At all. And I've never really thought it did. I just always wanted this as my job. And it's like, I don't want this to be my entire life. I don't at all. I want to do normal things. Yeah, maybe I should be like a boat. Oh my God. I should be a charter on a boat. Oh my God, guys. I don't know why I just randomly thought of that, but like Below Deck, I should do that. Hopefully I'll have a good like boat crew, and then, or deckhand, whatever the fuck they're called. And then, you know, it's gonna be like really rich motherfuckers probably going on these boats, right? And they're probably gonna be like older, so they're gonna have no fucking idea who I am. Wait, that low-key is such a good fucking idea. Imagine like one of you are like, oh my God, my parents do that, wait. And then like I like am on your boat one time. I'd get so fucked up with one of y'all. That would be sick. I think I just need to get a job. Like, that's literally what I think I need to do. I think I need to just get a job. Just do it because I genuinely like it. I want to do something that surrounds me with people as well. Like, I want to be around human beings. That though can be really fun. I'm sure it gets old. Does anyone do that that watches these? But everything gets old. Fuck, I'm sitting here saying this got old. But that was therapy with Sadie. And I appreciate you guys hanging out with me. Just know I'm super grateful, because it feels so much better to come on here and just be completely honest with you guys versus like putting on a brave face and just like bullshitting. So I love you so much. Genuinely, I love you. Like, I really fucking do. And just know you're not alone, and God's always got you. Bye.